You've done it again. Sabotaged a relationship just as it was getting serious. Procrastinated on that project until the deadline became impossible. Started a fitness routine with genuine enthusiasm only to abandon it 3 weeks later. Sound familiar? Here's the uncomfortable truth. Your brain isn't broken and you're not fundamentally flawed. You're experiencing something far more universal and fixable, self-sabotage, the peculiar human tendency to undermine our own success even when we consciously want to thrive. Self-sabotage happens when our drive to avoid threats overpowers our desire to attain rewards. Think of Beth, a brilliant attorney who excels everywhere except managing her weight. Despite her discipline in court, she repeatedly fails at this one goal. Why? Because our brains operate on two competing systems, one seeking dopamine-fueled rewards, the other scanning relentlessly for danger. This creates what psychologists call approach avoidance conflict. We start goals with excitement, but as challenges emerge, our threat detection system screams louder than our reward-seeking impulses. The real culprits are four hidden forces, called LIFE elements, low or shaky self-concept, internalized beliefs, fear of change, and excessive need for control. These operate like background programs on your mental computer, driving behaviors without your conscious awareness. A shaky self-concept makes you doubt abilities in specific areas despite success elsewhere. Internalized beliefs, absorbed from caregivers during childhood, create negative self-talk, convincing you effort is pointless. Fear of change makes familiar discomfort feel safer than unknown possibilities. And excessive need for control leads you to reject valuable opportunities, requiring you to surrender predictability. Your mind whispers lies so automatically, you mistake them for truth. These negative automatic thoughts fall into six devastating categories. Overgeneralizing turns single events into sweeping narratives. One rejection means you're fundamentally unlovable. One mistake proves permanent incompetence. The shoulds create rigid rules about how you and others must behave. When these impossible standards break, and they always do, you either blame yourself mercilessly or defensively overexplain. Black and white thinking eliminates life's nuance. A friend cancels lunch? They don't value you. Your presentation wasn't flawless? Total failure. Mind reading means assuming you know others' thoughts without verification. You're convinced your boss thinks you're incompetent, your partner finds you boring, often creating the very rejection you feared. Discounting the positive reflexively refutes compliments while magnifying flaws. What appears as humility actually reinforces low self-esteem. Personalization becomes toxic when you measure yourself against others, focus exclusively on how you don't measure up, and feel hopeless about your goals. These triggers typically develop during childhood, when you form ideas about how the world works and where you fit. You're not to blame for your self-sabotage. These patterns developed as protection mechanisms when you were young and vulnerable. Breaking self-sabotage requires intervening when triggers appear, before emotions drive actions. The key insight? Thoughts aren't facts. They're constructed interpretations you've assigned meaning to. Three methods transform self-sabotaging thoughts. Examine the evidence evaluates whether negative beliefs are fact-supported. When Alice worried her boyfriend's delayed response meant he no longer liked her, reviewing his past behavior reduced her belief from 8-10 to 3-10. Devil's Advocate extends this by finding evidence for the opposite position. Alice identified 5 reasons he still likes me, dramatically reducing her anxiety. Phone a friend addresses harsh self-criticism by imagining how you'd respond if a friend expressed the same thought. Cognitive diffusion creates distance by adding, "I'm having the thought that," before negative thoughts. Physicalize the emotion helps by visualizing emotions as objects with specific color, texture, weight, then mentally shrinking them. Opposite action involves doing the opposite of what your emotion urges. If scared, do something confidence-building. If sad, engage in active pursuits. Why do we repeat self-sabotaging behaviors even when we know better? The ABCs, antecedents, behaviors, and consequences reveal how actions become ingrained patterns. Antecedents are triggers immediately preceding a behavior. Phone notifications, criticism, workspaces, demanding colleagues, or self-doubt. Understanding antecedents helps you intervene before self-sabotage occurs. Someone might realize they procrastinate most when working in their bedroom, leading them to create a dedicated office space instead. Behaviors are observable, measurable actions, checking social media, stress eating, avoiding tasks. Unlike thoughts, behaviors can be tracked and modified. Crucially, behaviors are learned rather than innate, meaning even deeply ingrained habits can be reshaped. Consequences are outcomes that determine whether we repeat behaviors. Positive reinforcement, dopamine hits from social media, or negative reinforcement, avoiding work anxiety through procrastination, drive repetition. Negative reinforcement particularly fuels self-sabotage. Janie procrastinates to escape performance anxiety, while William declines social invitations to avoid social discomfort. To break free, identify your triggers, working at home, criticism, sleep deprivation, catastrophic thinking, then develop strategies to reduce them through environmental modification, routine changes, or cognitive restructuring. Positive thinking alone won't create lasting change. The gap between intention and action stems from insufficient self-regulation, the ability to monitor, judge, and react to your behavior in your own self-interest. Good self-regulation requires four elements: standards for desired behaviors, monitoring situations that precede lapses, motivation to meet standards, and willpower to resist opposing urges. Willpower isn't infinite. It fatigues from overuse, especially when mentally taxed or decision depleted. Mental contrasting builds motivation by envisioning your desired future while acknowledging obstacles. Unlike mere fantasizing, it creates cognitive dissonance between current reality and desired future, increasing motivation to bridge the gap. Implementation intentions create a roadmap through specific if-when-then plans. For example, if I feel an urge to snack after dinner, then I will go for a walk instead. Research shows people who specify when, where, and how they'll start a project are 3 times more likely to complete it. Danny, struggling with weight management, created, "If I feel bored at home, then I will sketch ideas for my art project." This specificity creates clear mental pictures, making plans easier to implement when triggered. Living by your deepest core values creates an ironclad foundation for motivation and willpower. Values aren't destinations, but directions, meaningful beliefs representing what you want to stand for. Create a comprehensive blueprint for change, a framework to identify trouble spots and resolve them with concrete strategies, unlike vision boards that merely visualize without action. Start by identifying your top 5 values and writing a SMART goal that aligns with them. If health is a core value, your goal might be exercise 4 times weekly for 30 minutes by scheduling morning workouts before work. When goals and values align, motivation becomes intrinsic. Next, examine how your life factors form the foundation of your self-sabotage patterns. If you struggle with professional self-concept, note specific situations where this surfaces, during team presentations or pursuing promotions. Document your unsupportive inner voice's exact phrases, like, "you're not qualified enough." Then list contradicting evidence, positive colleague feedback, or successful past projects. Break down your triggering antecedents into events, thoughts, and feelings. Identify old self-sabotaging behaviors, actions that seemed protective but blocked achievement, like over-preparing to exhaustion or avoiding speaking opportunities. Use mental contrasting to create cognitive dissonance. Vividly imagine achieving your goal, then contrast it with current obstacles. Develop if-when-then statements. When I feel nervous before a presentation, then I will do 3 deep breathing exercises and review my success file. Place your blueprint somewhere visible. Focus on mastering 1 element daily, review weekly, and track small wins while adjusting ineffective strategies. You now understand how your intrinsic desire to avoid threats conflicts with obtaining rewards, and how L-life lessons influence your mind to avoid discomfort at the expense of meaningful living. These patterns, procrastination, self-criticism, avoiding growth opportunities, aren't character flaws. They're natural responses to perceived threats, liberating you from shame and self-judgment. You possess the power to recognize self-sabotage triggers, reframe connections between thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and replace self-defeating actions with goal-oriented ones fueled by your core values. This transformation involves developing keen awareness of your internal dialogue, physical sensations, and emotional responses that precede self-sabotaging behaviors. By mapping these patterns, you can intervene at crucial decision points. To sustain success, practice these techniques monthly, choosing exercises that resonated most. Consider maintaining a success journal to document progress. Your self-sabotaging cycles took time to build. Consistent practice will retrain your brain. Build a support system of accountability partners who understand your journey. The journey may not be linear. You may occasionally fall back into old habits, but with your new awareness and toolkit, you can quickly course correct. Self-sabotage isn't a life sentence. It's a puzzle you've now learned to solve. The power to stop undermining yourself has always been within you. With each conscious choice aligned with your values, you're actively constructing the life you've always wanted.